Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced that Chrome 70 will add a switch to the UI to turn off a feature that automatically logged you in to the Chrome browser when you logged into a Google website like Gmail or YouTube. Google said it added the feature to reduce confusion over being signed in or signed out, especially on shared computers. Google will also update Chrome Sync to make it clear what data is being synced with your account, and Chrome 70 will clear all cookies on sign out. Sony says it will allow cross-platform play on Fortnite, something available on most other platforms. Wednesday, Sony Interactive Entertainment President John Codera said, "The first step will be an open beta beginning today for Fortnite that will allow for cross-platform gameplay, progression, and commerce across PlayStation 4, Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Microsoft Windows, and Mac operating systems." Microsoft will let select testers try keyboard and mouse support for the Xbox One in the coming weeks. Most mouse and keyboards and Razer will sell hardware that works with chroma lighting effects. Developers will need to enable support in each game. Microsoft will talk more about its partnership with Razer during the Inside Xbox stream November 10th. WhatsApp co-founder Brian Acton told Forbes that Facebook's lawyers argued that exploring monetization for WhatsApp did not violate an acquisition agreement that said the founders could leave Facebook with all stock intact if Facebook introduced ads on WhatsApp. Acton says during those conversations, Mark Zuckerberg told him, "This is probably the last time you'll ever talk to me." Acton left Facebook in 2017. The other founder, Jan Koum, left earlier this year. Google Maps added collaboration tools that let you create a list of places and share with your friends to vote on which place you should go. Group members can also veto selections and add their own. Nintendo told IGN that it will not delete your saved games immediately if you let your Switch Online subscription lapse. Nintendo says if you resubscribe within 6 months, your saves will still be there. You cannot access those saves if you're not subscribed. India's Supreme Court ruled 4-1 that the country's Aadhaar database is constitutional and valid. The bench said the ID program empowers marginalized members of society and does not violate privacy. It also found there were defense mechanisms against misuse. However, the court also limited which entities can require the system, limiting that to welfare and income tax filing for the most part. JP Morgan's blockchain-based Interbank Information Network, or IIN, has added 75 more banks worldwide, making it the largest number of banks to join a live application of blockchain. IIN attempts to limit the cost, complexity, and time of interbank transfers. Grab will stop offering Grab Hitch between 1 and 5 a.m. in Singapore after drivers complained about drunk and argumentative passengers. Grab Hitch lets private drivers offer rides to people headed in the same direction. Grab Share, which is essentially the same thing but for commercial drivers, was suspended during overnight hours back in June. Other ride-sharing services offered by Grab are still offered during all hours. Finally, researchers from Cambridge University have developed the first robotic lettuce leaf peeling system. Peeling lettuce is a repetitive but delicate task. The system uses computer vision to determine the position of the lettuce and identify the stem. A 3D printed nozzle then uses suction to remove the outer leaf without damage to the rest of the lettuce. It takes about 27 seconds per head, and the team believes it could also be applied to other crops like cauliflower. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.